new, live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And here's what people are talking about Friday, May 26th. Racing, pools, weather, and more. Donut holes, too. Tragedy in rural farmland yesterday. We have a report. Parking advice for the Indy 500. Indy 11, an interview bottom of hour, and more from River Bend in the Muncie area. And that news that we had earlier this week, I think it was. The week is kind of getting all smooshed together. Good morning with listeners in Muncie and Yorktown and Aurora, Illinois, and north of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Roger. Having the coffee. I wonder if the birds are chirping. Of course they are. I'm Steve Lindell. My producer is Emily Guffey. Let's get underway. Item one, very sad news to report. Kim Morris had first word on this on WLBC late yesterday morning. One volunteer firefighter has died and another is injured. Police believe they crashed near farmland, Indiana, while responding to a call about a barn fire.
Kyle Osgood, who was the assistant chief of the Farmland Volunteer Fire Department, did not survive. The other man in the vehicle was just 19 years old. His name was Zachary Lee, and he was flown to the hospital in critical condition. Indiana State Police believe Osgood was rounding a curve when he lost control of the tanker, which went off the road and rolled. Both he and Lee were thrown from the truck. Officers are still investigating. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
At least one officer with the Indiana State Police, who I have a personal connection with, said it was on Facebook, it was one of the most difficult scenes to deal with, accident scenes in recent memory, and thoughts with all the families and people involved in that small town, Farmland, Indiana. So many people know each other and are connected to each other, and we certainly are praying for all involved. Steve Lindell live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. This is a big racing weekend with races because Saturday night race at Anderson Speedway in near Anderson, Madison County. Certainly a big one. I'm not sure if tickets are remaining or not. They're not a sponsor, but they could be. They have certainly sponsored and supported us on radio in recent years. This is the 75th anniversary of the Little 500. These are sprint cars. 33 of them on that little dinky racetrack. It's crazy and fun. I've been in person, I think, once or twice in my lifetime here in East Central Indiana. And if you've never gone, you really got to go sometime. Then, of course, the big race on Sunday. We'll have some more coverage of that and some parking advice. Also, security advice. They've changed up some things, and it is going to be tight, and understandably so. Weather is going to be perfect. People are talking about that. Next item here is related to the weather. We'll get to sports nuggets in just a second. Some exciting news to share with you about some local teams. But the weather looks great. It stays sunny every day around here through and including Wednesday now. And we warm up and heat up each day. It's really nice outside here now in Muncie, Delaware County. It's going to heat up and I think get a little more humid as well. Next item on Delaware County Today, couple of baseball teams in the World Series of Baseball, the NAIA in Idaho. Not only is Taylor University in it to win it, but so is Indiana Wesleyan University, IWU. I only had Taylor on my list earlier this week. I apologize for the omission, but Taylor will play at 11:35 this morning, our time, Eastern in LBC land and WMUN's listening area. IWU will be a 10 p.m. game tonight in our time zone. They will be just after 7 p.m. out west there again in Idaho for the NAIA World Series of Baseball. Next item, staying on that sport, Ball State Baseball in the Mid-American Conference. Remember, You got to win to stay in, and they did that again. They beat Kent State on Thursday. 6-1 was the final score with the win. Ball State's now 35-21 overall, and the Cardinals just the second team to knock off the Golden Flashes on their home field this season. Cardinals advance to the championship game on Saturday. They play the winner of Kent State versus Central Michigan. The first pitch Saturday will be noon our time in Muncie, Delaware County. Again, the games are in Kent, Ohio, the number one seed for the Mid-American Conference. Next item, track and field. Ball State University junior Janelle Rogers finished 26th out of 48 in the long jump competition in her debut in the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field East preliminary round. Rogers is also a multi-event competitor for Ball State and has already qualified for her debut in the early June NCAA Outdoor Championships as one of 24 student athletes nationally to qualify in the heptathlon. The heptathlon, if I pronounce it correctly. That's a big word. Saturday, 2:30, by the way, Cardinals teammate Charity Griffith will perform at the NCAA East Prelim Round High Jump competition. Third straight season for Charity to be in that event. Next item, the Indy 500 on Sunday. People are already starting to move in that direction. If you don't live around here, it is quite the undertaking, but it is also quite the art form to get hundreds of thousands of people into and out of that vicinity. By the way, there was a near crash of one of the drivers yesterday, not on the track. I'll get to that in just a second. First, let's talk about the potential inconvenience of going to the Indy 500 is placing or finding a place to park. John Herrick reports on what you can do to save time.
The first thing you should know regarding parking passes is their availability, says president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Doug Bowles.
If folks do not have a parking pass already for Indianapolis Motor Speedway property, they will have to find another place to park.
That's because they're sold out. And he says you can take a shuttle from downtown Indy or the airport to the Speedway, but if that's not an option for you, then he urges you to get to the Speedway as early as possible so you can find a place to park close by. Gates open at 6 a.m. Sunday. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
And they always open the gates with a cannon being fired at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, one of those behind-the-scenes stories you may not be aware of. There's also, I think they have not changed this, at the end of the race, that big, big flower ring that is placed around the head and shoulders of the winning driver, that is made by a Yorktown, Indiana florist. It has been for many years. I knew I should have gotten them booked as a guest. I just remembered now. And then the drinking of the milk, the Indiana dairy producers, I think, sponsor that every year. Only one time has there been somebody that caused some trouble and ruckus with that milk drinking. What was his name? He was an orange juice farmer from another country, not from the U.S., and he didn't want to drink the milk. Oh, did they get mad. Later in the photo ops, he put it up to his lips. They snapped the picture, and it was okay. Gosh, I should remember that guy's name. Maybe I can get it before the end of the show. Indy 500 weekend is here. And by the way, to say that it's an event is an understatement. It's a party, too. The town of Speedway is busy, and it's not just because of the Indy 500.
After spending Carb Day at the track, Grant Kleinhens, town manager for the town of Speedway, invites you to Main Street for Rockin' on Main.
Rockin' on Main is literally a race-inspired, music-infused party. Great bands, great food vendors, and it's all on Main Street where the heart of Speedway is. We do have an activities kid zone, so it's definitely a family-friendly event. There is a drink garden, and that will provide alcoholic beverages. We have three fantastic bands. Our headliner is Clayton Anderson, and he'll be here to kind of round it out.
The party starts at 5 p.m. Terry Stacy, Network Indiana.
WMUN's Delaware County Today, and the race will be on this radio station, 11 a.m., right at the top of the hour from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Mark Janes, guest earlier this week on the Power Hour and on our news summary later this hour, Also, the pre-race coverage on radio is, it's longer than some of the TV coverage. It's also very, very descriptive and exciting. You get to hear some things that you probably don't typically get to hear. 11 a.m. on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And yes, it will be available on stream, too. If you live elsewhere and you want to hear the coverage, it's, as always, hey Alexa, play WMUN. Quick note here about today. Carb Day is really not an accurate statement. They don't have carburetors anymore, as Roger in Minnesota knows, because he's a car guy. They haven't had carburetors in these engines for a long time. I think Doug Bowles told me several years ago that it would be more correct to call it Naturally Aspirated Engine Day. Did I remember that right? I think that's right. As Emily Guffey, my producer, rolls her eyes. 4 o'clock this afternoon, Bryan Adams will have a concert as part of the event and the fun and everything in the sun, because the weather, again, is going to be fantastic and perfect. I wondered aloud on one of our other stations this morning, why is Bryan Adams doing a concert at 4 in the afternoon? He is obviously an older rocker. I surmise that it was so he could get to the Golden Corral to have the senior discount for dinner. That's probably not right. All right, so situation averted. There was almost an accident yesterday at the track, but not on the track, featuring a driver in the race. We'll get to that coming up next on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Friday before the holiday weekend, 8:21, live May 26. Congratulations, Marsha Burton and Sherry Klein. They asked for mugs on a Facebook Messenger, so we have those waiting at the front desk. You can ask as well. All right, let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's May 26th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Paper Airplane Day. The simple toy has been around for thousands of years. It's believed the Chinese began making paper airplanes more than 2,000 years ago. The farthest a paper airplane has ever flown was set in February of 2011, a world record 226 feet and 10 inches.
Get up there, get up there, get up there, get up there, get up there!
Also on this date in 1967, the iconic Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, was released in the UK.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
The album would be released in the U.S. on June 2nd and would be the number one album in the U.S. for 15 weeks. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the first woman in space, American astronaut Sally Ride, born in 1951. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, the talk of Muncie, going live later this afternoon on location at the Pub House, downtown Muncie. Mark Forster has special guest, new athletics director of Ball State University, making an appearance on the patio there in downtown Muncie next to the courtyard by Marriott. That show is from 4 to 5 p.m. at 4:30, I think, is when the guest arrives for Mark to interview. Next item, our local news summary. Topping our breaking news this morning, an update to a crash that happened at the track, but not on the track. Marco Andretti is getting ready for his 18th career start at the Indianapolis 500. And he said on a tweet Thursday night, last night, that he, quote, avoided a huge head-on crash on 16th Street, right in front of the track, when another driver turned right across us. Again, quoting, quote, Marco wrote on Twitter, I reacted and took the path of least resistance. Everyone is okay, he wrote. Wow. No other info has been released right away. The 36-year-old Andretti said that he was already getting texts asking how he was doing. All is fine, he tweeted. Andretti, by the way, starts outside row 8 for Sunday's race. He has 8 top 10 finishes in his career at the Indy 500, including 4 podium finishes. He narrowly missed winning the race in his rookie year when Sam Hornish Jr., who I met and interviewed just several weeks ago in Muncie and had him on the radio, passed him on the front stretch, beating Andretti to finish just ahead of him, 0.0635 seconds ahead, the third closest finish in race history. The race is 11 a.m. pre-coverage on Sunday, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Yes, you'll be able to hear the race on Alexa, play WMUN. Now, these stories and more are airing on all of our Wolf Boom radio stations in East Central Indiana throughout this morning and now on WMUN. Tonight, the Fourth Thursday event started downtown Newcastle with the Jack's Donuts World Donut Eating Championship. I spoke to competitive eater Joey Chestnut yesterday on the new WMUN. How many wins do you have?
Currently, I still have 54 different world records from the contests, and I've done hundreds.
As for the record of 293 holes, how many will you get?
Oh, man, we're going to be putting them down. I think that 300 mark is going to go down. 300 is 25 dozen.
Events run 6 to 10 p.m., and according to Joey, the donuts go down at about 7 p.m. Yesterday morning tragedy in Randolph County, the assistant fire chief of the Farmland Volunteer Fire Department, Kyle T. Osgood, 29, died en route to a barn fire as the tanker truck rolled over on him. Second firefighter, a 19-year-old, was flown to a Fort Wayne hospital in critical condition as of late yesterday morning. As first reported on WMUN yesterday, the Muncie Police Fire Merit Commission met Wednesday and placed MFD Captain Troy Delaney on inactive status with pay until further notice. According to an investigation, Delaney coordinated a cheating scheme that was first uncovered through reporting from 13 Investigates. Delaney wrote to NREMT in late April to address the allegations levied against him, quote, "While I continue to deny the veracity of the allegations presented and do therefore disagree with the findings, I do hereby apologize for even the semblance of wrongdoing," unquote. Who might win the Indy 500 Sunday? From the IMS Radio Network, Mark Janes.
Alex Palou seems to be leading a rather charmed existence. That's the guy that Nick Yeoman has chosen. And I'm not in a habit of arguing with guys who've graduated from Ball State University. That's not a good idea.
He was on the Power Hour the other day with our Mark Forrester. Race coverage starts 11 a.m. Sunday on WLBC. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton has been named the honorary pace car driver. And Cornerstone Center for the Arts, June Brink of Summer Arts Walk and Youth Artist Exhibit all take place in the Colonnade Room, first floor, June 1st, 5 to 8 p.m., according to Deborah Gindhart-Dragoo. The Little 500 is Saturday night at Anderson Speedway, but the Big 500 is Sunday, and Mark Janes from the IMS Radio Network says speeds are exceedingly balanced and fast this year.
When you're looking at a row of cars, first row, second row, third row, whatever, and you're going over to the third or fourth decimal place to find the difference in their time and speed, I mean, that's just crazy to think of.
From WMUN's Power Hour with Mark Forster, the race is live 11 a.m. Sunday on WLBC. If the country defaults on its debt around June 1st, many Americans may end up losing out on the government benefits they receive.
Ball State economist Mike Hicks.
There's a limit on what our debt can be. So, right, if you have a credit card, you got a debt limit of $5,000 on the card. And once that happens, you can't charge anymore.
He tells Wish TV a default could mean a temporary stop in Social Security payments for around 67 million Americans. Nonprofits that get government funding would also probably have to have some staffing furloughs. White House and congressional negotiators have said so far they're still far away from making a deal. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
If you like catfish, you'll love what's happening Saturday at Prairie Creek Reservoir.
A 24-hour overnight catfish tournament that will be held at Prairie Creek Reservoir. It's hosted by Catfish Pirates, and it will be 24 hours. All the proceeds of this event, which include free food and raffles, will be there to benefit veterans.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour from a social media post this week. Last fall, Danny Ernstis learned his kidney disease was progressing and dialysis was imminent. He'll share his story about the need for living organ donors and the need for more Hoosiers to sign up to become donors with the crowd before action gets underway at the 75th annual Lucas Oil Little 500 presented by UAW. Tomorrow night at Anderson Speedway, he's one of 1,020 Hoosiers waiting for a kidney transplant. And Monday will be a normal broadcast day on WLBC and all Wolf Boom radio stations, including the Talk of Muncie, the new WMUN, Delaware County Today from 8 to 9 a.m., plus the weekly 765businessjournal.com show 9 to 9:30, and all kinds of people from 9:30 to 10 a.m. as Dr. Joe Moshevitz welcomes Jay Chapman as his guest. How did competitive eater Joey Chestnut get into his work?
I was doing everything right. I was getting my engineering degree in, at San Jose State, and my friend signed me up to an eating contest, and because I was the biggest eater in the dorms, and it I didn't want to do it, kind of, because I was kind of ashamed of it. But as soon as the contest started, like, oh my God, I was made for this.
It was lobster at that event. Tonight, it's Jack's Donut Holes in downtown Newcastle against a table full of others. Events run 6 to 10 p.m., and he says the championship happens at about 7 p.m. This Thursday is the Brink of Summer Arts Walk, downtown Muncie, and Cheryl Crowder talked about the Flower Hour.
A $20 ticket. You can get it online through our website, munciedowntown.org, or you can buy it the night of the event. But it's $20 ticket. There's a map with 10 different locations that will help you travel throughout downtown. And at every location, you gather a flower. And at the end of the night, you have this beautiful little bouquet. And that's sponsored by Normandy Flowers, Dandelions, and Miller's Flowers.
It's a fundraiser for Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. Events run 5 to 8 p.m. that night at Cannon Commons, Cornerstone Center for the Arts, Mad Jacks, and businesses through the downtown area. All this week, they've collected. Now the book sale starts tomorrow.
At 10 o'clock.
May 27th. Do I have the date?
Correct.
Okay, good.
And we will go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. because Saturday hours at the Alumni Center are a little shortened.
Cheryl Swingley says after tomorrow, they'll take a holiday break and resume all week Tuesday, starting again at Ball State. The group is raising money for their scholarship program. Earlier this spring, 25 cents of every Shamrock Shake sale was donated directly to Ronald McDonald House Charities across Indiana. Customers helped raise nearly $84,000 to support the charities in several areas of Indiana. And two 2023 Ball State grads, Jess Melvin from Fort Wayne and Madison Pickering from Anderson, will spend the upcoming academic year abroad as recipients of the prestigious Fulbright U.S. Student Award. Ms. Melvin is headed to South Korea for 11 months. Ms. Pickering will be working with high school students in the Slovak Republic for a 10-month stint there. And our morning news summary on WMUN. A couple of additional birthdays to note today. Sportscaster Brent Musburger is 84. Singer Stevie Nicks is 75. Stevie Nicks is a registered witch. Did you know that? Jeannie Francis from General Hospital is 61. Comedian Bobcat Goldthwait is 61. Singer Lenny Kravitz is 59. And my brothers, Mike and Pat in Minnesota, would be very happy to know South Park co-creator Matt Stone is 52. Bet you didn't know that my brother Mike Lindell in Minnesota, not the pillow guy I wish, is a fan of South Park. Coming up in a moment as we continue going through Delaware County today, how about some Indy 11 information? We have an interview with our Jared Boomer to share next on WMUN.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
May 26th, 8:36 in the morning Eastern Time. What people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County includes soccer. The Indy 11 professional soccer team has a home match on Saturday. WLBC's Jared Boomer had an interview yesterday.
Indy 11, their season is in full swing, and they've got a fun Indy racing night coming up on Saturday before the Indy 500. Here to chat about that and some other stuff, too, is Indy 11 manager of video and content production, Ian Gilmore. Ian, how are you today?
Doing fantastic, Jared. Thanks for having me on. Excited to talk all things Indy 11.
Yeah, yep. Thanks for joining us here on the show. So first off, I think we should talk about Racing Indy Night. This is coming up Saturday night, IUPUI, Carroll Stadium. Obviously, the 500 is on Sunday, but the night before, Indy 11 are going to be in action against Louisville City FC. And this is a really fun night for fans. You're going to have a lot of racing stuff going on and also some great ticket deals for that game, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, first of all, it's not only is it Racing Indy Night, but we've branded it 317 Night as well. So you can get $7 tickets and then discounted food and drink inside the venue as well. $13 tickets for lower sort of lower bowl seats as well. And like you said, so much is happening, not just on the field, but pregame, halftime, just sort of, you know, all racing themed. This is actually cool for me. This will be my first one. I've worked for the club for kind of 15 months total. I was an intern before, but I started the weekend after the race in 21. And then last year I started in July. So I haven't got to experience race weekend here yet. So I'm just excited for this as an employee. So I can't even imagine the excitement a fan would have being there and getting to, you know, take it all in and enjoy all of it.
Another cool thing that's going to be happening Saturday night is you've got some specially branded merch, too, for Racing Indy Night. I know this always sells out pretty quickly, so if someone is interested, they should get to the match early Saturday night to pick that up. Sort of some co-branded merch between you and then the Speedway as well.
Yeah, the Racing Indy kit every year, I'm pretty sure, is probably our most bought item of the entire year, just because everyone always is looking forward to it. To see the design and everything. So we'll have them in stadium. So yes, if you want to get there early, that is the best way to make sure you get your hands on our Racing Indy kit. And first 500 fans through the gates get their own mini checkered flag, courtesy of IBEW Local 41. So there's also a scarf that you can buy that is Racing Indy themed. And these are things that people buy this weekend, but they wear throughout the entire year. So this is one of those things that if you get your hands on it, you can kind of flex all year that you are one of the people that got to get the Racing Indy kit. And it's definitely, you know, something cool to show off for all 12 months of the year.
Again, Indy 11 Manager of Video and Content Production, Ian Gilmore, joining us here. And Ian, if somebody can't make it out to that match, you've got some other fun themed nights coming up later this season, including a family night in just a few weeks on Saturday, June 10th. You're going to have lots of stuff set up for the entire family to do while the match is going on.
Yeah, that's, I think, what's one of the coolest things about our games. There's something for everybody, and there's definitely a large amount of people that this is definitely a family-friendly event, every single home game for us. And so I think the best way to kind of decide which game you want to come out to is, one, maybe just come out to every game. but if you're looking for specific ones, then our website does have a page of our theme nights and every single theme night that we have coming up and what sort of will be involved with those. I think my favorite that I'm looking forward to is Star Wars Night later in the year. But, yeah, family night, we are going to have some really fun things. We have ticket deals and then things in venues for all the fans and families to sort of take part in. One thing I do want to mention, too, is not only are our men's games fantastic atmospheres, but our women's games are fantastic atmospheres as well. And the home opener is coming up as well, June 2nd, and we take on a rival in Racing Louisville. So if there's maybe not Saturdays that fans can get to, those women's games are typically maybe Friday nights, Sunday afternoons, or midweek, too. So schedule-wise, maybe that might work out for some more people. Our women's team is one of the best in the country in our league.
All right, that is Ian talking to our Jared Boomer, host of the Wake Up Crew on WLBC from yesterday morning interview. Indy 11 Soccer, lots of good stuff. Check their website for making a plan for this summer, and they have a lot of really big, fun matches there at Carroll Field. All right, so among the races we've been talking about, the Little Five and the big Indianapolis 500-mile race, now let's do this. Racing, looking back to last weekend and a look ahead.
Fox in the Facts, Yes Lane. Kyle Larson scores a seven-figure payday in NASCAR's return to North Wilkesboro for the first time since 1996.
NASCAR's return to North Wilkesboro will send Kyle Larson to victory lane in the NASCAR All-Star Race for $1 million.
Holy smoly.
Sound courtesy of Fox Sports, Kyle Larson rallies from the back of the pack to score the win in this year's All-Star Race. It's Larson's third time pulling into victory lane in All-Star action, tying him with NASCAR Hall of Famers Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon for the second most wins all time in this exhibition run. Now it's back to picking up points for the Cup Series with a little racing under the lights Sunday in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. William Byron leads the playoff points pack thanks to three checkered flags this season, while Ross Chastain actually has the most points overall, despite the Watermelon Man not being able to score a win yet this year. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On WMUN, the talk of Muncie, this is Delaware County Today. 99 days till Ball State's football season gets underway. That from the Ball State Facebook feed from yesterday. They counted it at 100 days as of yesterday. So I did math. Coming up in just a second, we're going to bring you more exclusive audio from that presentation they had for cutting the ribbon for another Muncie housing development earlier this week. We'll get to that next on WMUN.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Continuing this Friday morning, May 26th, 8:46 in the morning Eastern Time. There's going to be a lot of cooking going on Memorial Day weekend, and there will also be some imbibing, you know, adult beverages. That seems to happen poolside, lakeside, or whatever side. There is a beer probe.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. This probe's for you. Anheuser-Busch, at least that's what GOP Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Republican Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee want. They've written to Anheuser-Busch CEO and chairman of the Beer Institute, Brendan Whitworth. They want him to open an investigation into whether the company violated guidelines that prohibit beer companies from promoting their products to a younger audience. The Beer Institute is the beer industry's self-regulatory body that establishes buying and advertising guidelines for beer companies to follow. The senators argued that Dylan Mulvaney's TikTok series skews to an audience which is younger than the legal drinking age. The senators want Whitworth to cut the company's ties with Mulvaney and apologize for allegedly marketing its products to an underage audience. The duo also asked for more information about how the company vets its partnerships, specifically its collaboration with Mulvaney. Cruz said, quote, "We're calling on the Beer Institute to investigate the degree to which Anheuser-Busch knowingly was marketing to children in going down this road." With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, I'm Steve Lindell, live at 8:47 Eastern Time. We are streaming worldwide to various places across the planet. Monday Plan, the regular show, will air with yours truly from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 765businessjournal.com. Lethay Pegues will be our guest from a previous episode. Great, great one, because first of all, good local business story. Second of all, there's still be a lot of cooking going on, and that sauce business is doing great, and we like to hear when good things continue to happen. The Riverbend Flats program, this is another housing development that we covered for a news purpose earlier this week. More audio now from that special event that I attended and covered for WMUN. Stacy Orr from the Muncie Mission is talking now.
Well, we are so excited to be part of this project for the mission. We've just grown a lot over the last several years, but this is our first kind of major housing partnership. And so we already do a lot of outreach in the community, so we're just so excited to be a part of it and really link up families experiencing homelessness or families who come to, you know, this community really needing an affordable, safe option for themselves and their families. So we are just so excited. We will be partnering with the leasing office and the residents to provide several different services like referrals to clothing and food pantries. We have a new medical clinic open, so we will be linking folks to medical services. So we're just really excited to wrap around this new little community here in Muncie and really plug them in to whatever the need might be. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Stacy. Yeah, we're very excited to be working with the Mission on this development and excited to see all of the things that it has to offer for our residents. Up next, I would love to have our IHCDA representative, Jake Sipe, to come up and say a few words.
This is audio from a press conference from earlier this week on WMUN.
Good morning, and thank you all for coming out today. This is such a great event. I first just want to thank the folks from TWG for the vision that they had here with Riverbend Flats. Obviously, the property itself has some challenges, and understanding the type of affordable housing that can positive impact it can have on stabilizing property values for the surrounding neighborhoods as well. And then just taking that eyesore and turning it into housing for people with a variety of different incomes and rent levels to have a place to live here in Muncie. And as it was said earlier, you know, what a great place to live and to raise a family and to have 2 and 3 bedroom units that are affordable, that are safe and decent. All those things coming together at one site is really a great accomplishment. I also want to mention that also because of our chair of our board is Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch. And so I want to thank her for her leadership and recognizing the positive impact that these types of developments can have across our state. I also want to thank the mayor for his vision and his leadership and also understanding how housing can have a positive impact, not only on the property values, but also on people's lives and the quality of place and the quality of life that's being created here as well. So thank you, Mayor, for your leadership. I know it's not just
speakers from
property.
Earlier this week at the Riverbend Flats event, the ribbon cutting and a press event there. On Delaware County Today, Howie is up next with the story after the tech trouble on that Twitter launch earlier this week.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Putting aside the Twitter debacle that marred Ron DeSantis' presidential rollout, what's fascinating is in his eventual chat with Elon Musk and an interview with Fox News, he didn't mention Donald Trump at all, but in a call with certain reporters that I was able to join, the Florida governor did talk about Trump and did hit back at Trump. He said he'd be shocked if the former president wasn't leading in the polls. He has 100% name ID. He said that obviously Trump would turn out Democrats because that's their reflex. He talked about how some of the attacks that Trump has leveled at him have actually helped him draw a contrast. And he said he wasn't able to fight all these battles while the Florida legislature was leaving. Now the question is, will he do this in public? What's also interesting is the way that Elon Musk and Ron DeSantis heap praise upon one another. They seem now to be joined almost at the hip, and they share a common disdain for the mainstream media. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, Steve Lindell live in studio. What's up with Tui Pool? Well, we're really not sure. The mayor told me today in a text they sent the last water test out that is required by the health department rules last night, and they will know soon whether or not they can open on time for Memorial Day in the Tui Park Pool in the downtown Muncie area, which is now being operated by the Muncie YMCA for the city of Muncie. All right, this weekend, a big one for parks visitors. Here's a neat story saluting a grandson's love.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A grandson who traveled to all 63 parks across the country with his beloved grandmother makes today's Dean's List. Brad Ryan promised his grandmother Joy he would make one of her dreams come true. It took 8 years, but at 93 years young, Joy can say mission accomplished. Their journey began in October of 2015 when they visited the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee and finally made it to American Samoa in the South Pacific. Brad and Joy have been posting about their adventures on Instagram at Grandma Joy's Road Trip. Brad recently wrote, "Grandma Joy has taught the world that you are never too old to show up and live the adventurous life of your dreams. It's been the greatest privilege of my life to be in the driver's seat as Grandma Joy made history to become the oldest person to achieve this historic feat." And even though their national park tour has ended, Brad and Joy will continue to take trips together, including the mission to touch all 7 continents. Janice Dean, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show, wrapping for today and a busy week that we've had. We'll be back on Monday live, 8 to 9 a.m. Memorial Day, reviewing the races and anything else that you need to know. Also, there are some special ceremonies happening in Muncie, Delaware County for Memorial Day and the true meaning for that holiday. I mentioned Lafay Pagese, the feature at the 765businessjournal.com radio show from 9 to 9:30 Monday. From 9:30 till 10, it's the weekly All Kinds of People guest, Jay Chapman. Dr. Joe Moshevitz will interview him, and that will be very interesting. Lots of stories there about the family history of the Chapmans. For my producer, Emily Guffey, thank you for listening. I'm Steve Lindell. This is WMUN.